This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I pumped those numbers out. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
Bell again.
I love this damn bell.
I know you do.
That's right. It's Stock Up, Stock Down, Texan style. Do it every Wednesday here on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Right around 3:20, 3:25 p.m. It is simple. It's where we take a peek into the Texans market of sorts. Then Ron and Clint are going to tell you which Texans they're buying stock in, the ones they're liking what they see, and what Texans players, if any, that stock is plummeting. And it's not looking good on the film and otherwise. So let's get it rolling. Channel your inner Wolf of Wall Street here. Texans stock up. Let's start with some positivity in the spirit of D'Amico Ryans, the Texans head coach. Some positivity. Week 11 Texans stock up. We're on the show, Hughley. Tell me what or who or which Texans players you are buying stock in heading into week 11.
Thank you. It's just Ron. I'm going to say Jarrett Patterson. And I say that because, listen, this offensive line has been like historic in how bad they have been when it comes to pass protection the last several weeks. It started with the Packer game, which was bad, got worse with the Colts. It got bad to the tune of 8 sacks and 11 hits with the Jets. And there was some changes. They brought him in for a drive where Kenyon Green got hurt. Probably the best drive they had all game, maybe in a couple of games. And then he started not at guard like he did when he came in for Kenyon, but started at center. And we heard D'Amico talk about him and his communication with the calls. We felt like would be a thing that would be helpful. This is what he said. And they moved Juice to guard, who had played there before. But with him going in at center, Clint, even though, yes, they gave up 4 sacks, and, I mean, it ain't, you know, great yet. Clearly, the Lions had a much better offensive line. But it was much, much better. And it seemed like the communication up front was better. Didn't seem like the Lions were trying a lot of stunts or anything. But we just didn't see just gaping, just guys just coming in free and missing. And I will give credit to the center, Jarrett Patterson, as he stepped in to see this offensive line in pass protection in particular. Now, run blocking, that was rough. They took several steps back with that. But in terms of what the big problem was, pass protection, it seemed to improve. And with him stepping in the center spot, I give him credit. His stock is going up.
I couldn't agree more, Ron. Jarrett Patterson's money. That's a big-time run defense. That's not just been really good and statistically good, but they're literally designed to stop the run, and the way that they game plan and call plays is to stop the run. And so no surprise that that we didn't run the ball as well as Joe Mixon has ran the ball, but Jarrett Patterson was absolutely tremendous when it comes to the communication and giving this team a better chance to win play in, play out, whether it was run or pass. And so I agree with you, man. Him being, and we'll see how they fare against a better defensive front, but him getting in there and communicating better and being more reliable, that is definite stock up for Jarrett Patterson. I love it.
There you go. Ronald Hughley rolling with the big man Patterson for his stock up. Let's get the former NFL quarterback stock up here for the Houston Texans as they prepare for Week 11 Monday Night Football in Dallas. Dirty Red, Clint Starner. Which Texans, if any, are you buying stock in right now?
John Metchie.
Yeah.
John Metchie for me. He has been really good given the opportunity was given to him. Whether you're talking about late in the preseason when he ended on a strong note, or you're talking about the last handful of games where the Texans have been without Nico, without Diggs, and they've had to depend on John Metchie. I think John Metchie, whether he's catching the football or CJ missed him a couple of times, depending on what game you're watching, he is winning at all levels of the field. He's winning in the red zone. He's winning in the quick game on critical drives. He appears to be very quarterback friendly from that perspective. And so John Metchie for me, we've gone from, I don't think he's ready, I don't know if he can play at this level. And I mean play, he could be on a roster. I mean, I don't know if he could be a difference maker at the NFL level. I've gone from that to watching this dude play, and last week it all came to a head for me Sunday night where I believe John Metchie is a good fill-in at the – like a really good fill-in for the number three receiver with the Houston Texans.
Yeah, let's see if he can continue to maybe put some more together.
Yeah,
see if
that's like, the key.
Can he come out do it again? Because he's going to get the opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the opportunities.
All right, Patterson and John Metchie, those are your stock ups for the Houston Texans right now, according to Clint Starner and Ron the Show Hughley. If you're just tuning in, this is The Drive with Starner and Hughley. It's Texans stock up and stock down for Week 11. And let's stick with you, Dirty Red, right here.
Okay.
Want to hear now maybe these Texans that just ain't living up to what you want to see. Stock down for the Houston Texans right now.
Well, for me, it's Titus Howard. And, not to pile on Titus.
Strip sacking his own quarterback?
That's just the cherry on top, yeah. Right? But the reality of it is, Ron, if you remember correctly, last week before the Sunday night game, one of my takeaways on Tape Drop Tuesday was, yes, there are guys getting beat in pass protection that have to be corrected. But for some reason, Titus Howard is so soft at the tackle position, just allowing the DNs to push him into the lap of the quarterback, that it's shrinking the pocket. So the level of let's just call it a technique and a fundamental, like whatever he was trying to execute there, was allowing defensive linemen to push him into the left. So I was worried about Titus Howard before all this went down. And then this week, when I watched Titus Howard, it's multiple times. It's not just when he's trying to strip the quarterback and he quit on that play, but the level of quit, the inability to strain, and when I say strain, try to move mass, regardless, front side, back side, pulling, blocking down, doesn't matter to me. Your job, like the fundamental components of your position is all about moving mass. The unwillingness or inability to do that and even try to do it on a consistent basis, for me, I'm selling my Titus Howard stock and I'm damn sure not buying any more, boys.
That's laid out pretty beautifully, and I think a lot of people would agree with you on Titus Howard stock down for the Houston Texans right now. Ron?
I'm seeing Titus a lot here on the Texans.
Yeah, I think Texans fans agree with Clint Starner. Ron Hughley, Texans stock down as we head into Week 11 in Dallas.
Yeah, mine goes to Nick Caserio.
Ooh.
I think Titus Howard, I think he can take a part in that.
First time we got somebody not wearing pads.
I think he can take some part in that. But even with, like, the... Obviously, the ones like, Titus or Kenyon Green or any of those others, it's more of the like, hey, you've had a lot of injuries and you got yourself in a situation where, like, you just, you let go of a corner and now you got to bring him back. And you felt like you were short a corner when Kamari Lassiter got hurt and you're playing less then. And, like the fill-ins or the people you brought in to maybe back up certain guys and the situation you're in with your offensive line and not having, better places to turn when you knew that at least it was on the table that a guy like a Kenyon Green could struggle, and you didn't have that really on the table as somebody to come come and help the running back situation. We're sitting here and there's no real backup running back, and Dare Ogunbowale has to be on the field, and you had one in Cam, and you traded him away for nothing. You didn't really make any moves to help your team at the deadline while everybody else around you felt like they were able to find a way to make moves. Right now, just with some of the important moves that he has made, or lack thereof, it is not looking good. A lot of the issues that the Texans are having are personnel issues. Mm. And a lot of that comes and falls at the feet of Nick Caserio. Hopefully this doesn't mean that we can't get frozen yogurt. Still might not be still hoping to do that. But right now,
I
think my stock down goes with Nick Caserio when you see a lot of the personnel problems that that the Texans are facing.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.